Question is, how much do I charge a client? I don't want to overcharge or undercharge. This is very much the same question as I've already answered in the video about quoting business. So I'm going to mention a couple things, and that's a good video to watch along with this video. So what I want to say about not charging too much or charging too little is you absolutely don't want to charge too little. Don't be that company. Not because I'm saying don't be a lowballer in the industry. And if you subscribe to trade journals, you'll see there's a lot of talk about lowballers. Just for your own sake, don't be a low price company. The reason I say that is because when you're the low price solution provider, you can't hire the best employees. You can't have the best equipment. You can't spend the most money on marketing. You can't afford to outmarket everybody else. You can't afford to have a better truck. You can't afford to recycle your equipment faster. You can't afford to do all those things that ultimately make you a much better company at customer service. You can't afford to have the best employees that help eliminate the nightmares. The great employees make your life easy. If you can't afford the great employees because you don't charge enough, then you don't really have a good business. So your strategy should be, your goal should be to be one of the highest priced providers in your market, not because you're gouging your clients, not because you're not going to take great care of them, but so that you can deliver incredible service to your clients. Most clients expect very little out of a lawn care business. If you can deliver anything better than the norm, you have the chance to wow them, you have a chance to get a lot of referrals and really grow your business. So strategically go in with the goal to be a average to high price service provider. I say high priced. Start out average to learn the business, much like I say in my answer in the quoting the video about how to quote. You know, initially figure out what the market is, get in the marketplace, and study your competition, and use your competition as your guideline for quoting, for pricing, and use those same prices for with your clients, and then study your own business, learn your own business so you know how to price effectively. So if you have no knowledge whatsoever about pricing, there's really no magic bullet, there's no magic formula that says charge $55 per man hour and this is what you do to figure out exactly how many man hours are going to be on the job. It's a learning experience. It's about getting burned a couple times and never making those mistakes again. It's about asking clients what they paid previously. It's about price shopping your competition. It's about having your friends ask the competition to come out and do an estimate at their home, and so that you can learn what they would charge. It's about doing whatever you got to do to figure out how to price. And there, again, no magic bullet, no magic solution. You've just got to get out there and kind of see what others are charging. Go on their websites, look around. You'll start to build a feel. If you're starting out first in residential, it's really easy to figure out pricing. Commercial, that's a whole different deal. Commercial is a lot more difficult. That's why I don't generally recommend somebody goes into the market and jumps into large commercial until you've got your feet wet and you understand the relationship of time to square footage, of time to man production, of time to equipment size, and tasking the right piece of equipment of the right size to the right property, to the right area on the property, to having your guys working on the right task at each property, to have the right people in the right areas at the large commercial property. It's a whole different game. So a great way to get started is start out in residential, where it's easy to figure out what your competition's charging, and then go in the market, charge the average of the market, get your feet wet, learn the business for yourself, and then before you know it, your pricing questions all go away. So if that doesn't help, please ask another question and I'll be happy to clarify again. Thanks a lot.